Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you mean to who?
Robert Kraft, Jussie Smollett, or R. Kelly? Okay.
R. Kelly, dude. Screw you person in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Kraft's gross because he buys prostitutes. What's new about rich men in America? Tell me something I don't know, okay?
True. You mean a rich white guy busted for prostitution?
A classic thing that these billionaires are buying prostitutes. Look at the president, for Christ's sake. He paid people off because he was using them. Let's not act like that's not an underground thing with rich white men, okay?
Right, so R. Kelly is
come
in.
Come on. So Robert Kraft, whatever. The Patriots. But R. Kelly is in jail, people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally! It only took 35 years.
Right?
God, so absurd.
What's funny is why he's still in jail, because he doesn't quite have the money to get out.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
I did not
know.
The
judge posted him at $1 million bail, so he could get out with a 10%, like Jussie Smollett did. And R. Kelly can't put together $100,000, so he's going to appear in court today now.
Yes.
That's why he can't get out.
But nobody's going to help him either.
No.
Normally celebrities would get help.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, bro, I got you, which may have happened with Jussie Smollett. I don't know. Who knows?
No, their lawyer pays or their friend pays.
Yeah.
Or the people in their life that like enable everything pay. But the problem is everybody that enables R. Kelly is afraid to pay probably.
Yeah.
You think? My God.
Somebody's going to find out I gave him money for this? No. He should be in jail for this.
They have quite a few counts against this guy and all the victims are going to testify. And they even have videotapes, including the one of him with another 14-year-old. Not the one he got. Not the one he went to court for in 2008. This is a totally different 14-year-old. So this is one that said she met him. Here's the gross part about some of these stories. If you actually read them, you're going to puke because some of them, like this one girl, this 14-year-old, he met during his first trial.
He was on trial for one.
He was on trial. She went to get his autograph at the courthouse and he gave her, like, her mom his card.
God.
He gave it to the girl. The mom took it, threw it away. Yep. The girl went and got it anyway from out of where her mom put it or wherever. And then called her. She was 14. She was a kid. She was a child.
And then met up and then things happened.
Lots of sex lots of times and including videotapes.
Semen samples from girls' clothing.
On trial for sleeping with one 14-year-old on videotape, and he gets some girl asks for his autograph at the courthouse during it. He goes and continues to have a sexual relationship with that 14-year-old. So
get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Bye.
Spend some time in jail.
Bye.
All the time in jail.
Gen Pop, too.
God.
Gen Pop.
Amen.
Where he'll go down hard.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. The Riggs and Allie, good morning. Finally saw A Star Is Born over the weekend.
Oh, nice. Oh. How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah, did you cry?
Yes,
Everybody does, yeah.
I cried when they sang that song, too, because when you find out the story behind the song, when you watch the movie, you're like,
I'm scared.
Will you shut up and let me finish
real
quick?
I need to shut up. You're the one that ruins movies, and you
need to
shut
up. Let me
Jinx.
When you see the movie and you know the song and you see the movie, it'll all make sense. You should see it. It's a good one.
Aww.
And it won for best song too last night. And they performed together on the Oscars. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I didn't know that he really sang and he writes music.
Cooper.
Yeah,
dude.
Yes.
Where have you been the whole time we talked about this movie? We kept saying we couldn't believe Bradley Cooper was singing.
I didn't know that he wrote his own songs. Like, he wrote a bunch of the songs in the movie. I didn't know that.
Bradley Cooper's the man, dude.
He is the man. He speaks French. He sings. My wife fell in love with him again over the weekend.
Oh,
it was amazing.
No.
It was amazing. Star is Born. Go see it.
But that's not even what won Best Picture. You didn't even say what won Best Movie.
I wasn't talking about what won Best Movie. I was talking about just seeing A Star Is Born. But Best Movie was Green Book.
Excuse me. Sorry. The world wanted to know. The biggest award of the
Green
night.
Green Book. Yes. Green Book.
It's a Green Book. I thought it was the Green Mile until this moment.
What's my good news?
No.
Now I don't know other than I want to kill Riggs. 5 a.m.
Awesome. What's your good news?
The good news is it's another average Monday. It's 5:41. Yes. Allie wants to kill Riggs.
Yay.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is I got a new Brew City Brands hoodie on. Went to Southridge over the weekend, saw they had a sale, got me a $20 hoodie. This thing is nice. It's nice and cozy. It's perfect for a 12 degree day.
Hell yeah.
Oh, cozy warm.
Mm-hmm. It looks good too.
Yes. Allie,
very nice.
What is your good news?
I did my dishes and my laundry this weekend. Everything got run.
Good.
I couldn't believe it. It never happens like that.
There you go.
All the dishes are put away and all the laundry is put away. That never happens.
An empty hamper with no dirty clothes.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
Damn right.
Good news. Very good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie.
Did you even say that the first Marvel movie won an Oscar last night?
First one, yes. Black Panther won an Oscar last night.
Yes.
And it won in three categories.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize that was the first time a Marvel movie has ever won an Oscar.
The Spider-Man one won for best animated one, too. So I don't know how they figure that. Which one is... Do they both count as Marvel movies? But
dude,
who knows?
I was kind of mad when the Spider-Man one beat The Incredibles 2. I was a little upset about that. I love me some Incredibles 2. I thought that was a bigger hit, okay?
Green Book was the one that took home Best Picture. That was the big award. But then you got Rami Malek, the guy that played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, took home an Oscar for his performance.
Yeah.
For what? Best Actor,
for Best
I'm
Actor.
Assuming?
Best Actor, mm-hmm. Yes. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper won for Best Song for Shallow, and they performed it together, which is kind of nice. And women took home 13 Oscars last
Hell
night.
Yeah.
13. Which is crazy.
That sounds like a low number to me when there's like 500 Oscars. You're like, 13! Am I the only one that's like 13? Right?
I assume there's like 15 categories. And then all the other ones they just keep off TV.
There's so many other random categories that they don't announce. They don't even put on.
Best cinematography in a country western themed 80s.
And it's all voted on by people in Hollywood. That's what I was telling Riggs the other day. Riggs
the Academy that votes on it.
Yeah, which is literally people in Hollywood, like my friend Russell, who votes on the best movie. It's literally like people like us voting on best movie. And then they call it the Academy. Think about it.
So you guys missed the biggest award of the weekend, though.
Spike Lee?
No, bigger than Spike Lee. It wasn't at the Oscars. Nikki Bella won an award. WWE star Nikki Bella won an award for female reality star.
Of course I missed that.
The biggest award of the weekend.
That was next on my list of things to talk about.
I was going to say, that was on top.
That was next.
What the hell?
Thanks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Jesse Smollett is still denying that he had anything to do with this attack.
Yeah.
I can't even believe he's still denying it. It's like, come on. I don't even know what to... It's like, just stop. Come on. Now he's saying that he can prove the check. It was not for that because he wrote on it. He wrote training and... Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you supposed to write something else on it?
What about the other 847 things...
Everything else that didn't add up?
Yeah.
That's one piece of the puzzle that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What should he have written? Personal favors?
I don't know.
Bar mitzvah money?
They said that that Thursday was a complete disaster on the set of Empire because Terrence Howard, wouldn't even come out of his trailer. He was so pissed off. He said he doesn't believe Jesse's account. He said from the get-go he felt the story never added up. He grilled Jesse periodically and then he said holes began to emerge. But Terrence Howard just said he immediately knew it was not right. Whatever it was, you know,
something was off
of his mouth. He knew
something was amiss. Well, the story sounded fishy from the beginning, but
and they said Terrence confronted Jesse like 5 times, screaming at him every time to come clean, and he never would. So now, when he came back on Thursday, Terrence Howard wouldn't even come out of his trailer. He's like, "I'm done. I told the guy to own up to it, and he won't."
Okay, now question. Have you seen Terrence Howard's IG over the last couple days?
No.
Yesterday, when all this comes out,
Props to Terrence Howard for being active on IG, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is he, in his 50s?
His name popped up, and he was like, let me get on the IG. So he goes on Instagram and posts a video of Jesse Smollett with a little kid in his lap. And the caption says, all your little homies love you. We got your back. We love the hell out of you. So while everyone's saying that, you know, there was this big thing on the set on Thursday, yesterday he's showing love to his boy, apparently.
Okay.
I saw a little fake IG going on here.
I think somebody said, you need to get on there and fix this mess. Because everybody knows you hate Jesse now.
Right.
And won't come out of your trailer.
Okay.
It's got to be weird. Bringing him back. It was
so
bizarre.
Well, he's out of the show.
They're writing him out.
Mm-hmm. For the last 2 episodes, at least.
Jesse Smollett. I thought it was weird that they went back after he was, you know, out on the bond.
Yeah, he gets
went
right
back
out
to
of
the
jail.
Set of Empire. And Terrence Howard probably wasn't having it that he was there, that they let him back on the set.
I mean,
obvious what you're doing when you go straight to the set from your court appearance. I mean, it's like you're trying to get attention.
What do I do?
See who still has my back.
Oh,
just gross. The whole story.
Cringeworthy, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, what did you go to last night that made you cry now?
So I went to a concert last night for a group I'd never heard of.
Okay.
This group is called Two Cellos.
Okay.
You might think to yourself, what the hell are Two Cellos?
Yes.
It's literally two dudes on stage at the Pfizer Forum with cellos playing music, rock and roll, classical music, movie soundtracks, pop music, hip-hop, everything you could imagine from a musical standpoint, from every genre.
How should you find out about these guys?
My girlfriend goes, did you hear Two Cellos are coming to town? Like 3 months ago. And I went,
Who the hell's Two Cellos,
right?
Can I be honest? I've heard of Two Cellos, but I didn't know what they did. I just knew it was two guys, and so I'm learning about their show right now.
I had no idea until I looked them up, and then I was like, dude, these guys are... Okay. I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch Riggs in the face in 2 seconds because he's playing the song that made me cry last night.
Well, I don't even know what made you cry.
I'm trying
to
get to that, but the
son
of a bitch came and interrupted it. I'm turning you off, Riggs. Okay, I'm turning you off because it's not time.
Okay.
So they're on stage and they're playing like a U2 song. That's one of my favorite U2 songs, where the streets have no name, right?
Okay. So they're like a cover band at the Pfizer with cellos.
Yep.
And am I right about that?
Yes, and they're rocking the hell out, and I am into it. I'm loving it because I'm like, I've never seen anything like this. It's two guys in a packed arena full of people.
And they're good-looking dudes, too.
Uh-huh, they're flirting with the audience. They rocked, and they knew it. And then they get out of this U2 song, and they start playing this song here that Riggs just started playing. It's a song that I heard 20 years ago watching The Sopranos as a young kid. It's in Italian. I don't even know what it says, but it's such a beautiful song to me that it
is. This is the song at the end of Step Brothers, by the way.
It hits me. Is it really?
That movie, yes. Singing it at the end of it, yes. Boats
never
and House.
Never heard it.
Boats and House.
It hit me in the feels so hard that I start tearing up, crying in the middle of this freaking show. That is a rocking show that I'm loving, and now I'm torturing myself by listening to this damn thing, and I'm tearing up again. It's 6:30 in the morning on a Monday, and I'm crying.
You remind me when I was a kid, my dad used to turn on classical music when we ate dinner, and being like, what the hell, Dad? You're my dad right now.
Yeah.
You're at an arena with cellos and opera music going, this is beautiful. Look at yourself.
I had that thought so many times. This is me. This is the real me, okay?
Good for you for having emotions, though.
Get it together.
Sometimes I go home and I listen to classical music and I weep, okay? I'm human too, like everybody else.
Apparently.
And Riggs, you're such a dick for playing this. I hate you, but
you're fine, man. Crank it up. I love it. I love me some corny porlo.
It's in Italian. I could not tell you what any of the words mean. They played it in one episode of The Sopranos. It's a classical song, and every time I hear it, and it came out of nowhere last night, and I was just like, this is so beautiful.
Were there people singing there as well, or was it just them musically?
There was one guy who would like do the hook, like the musical stuff, and then another guy was playing along to the lyrics.
What the hell are you crying about, dude?
This song gets me every time, dude.
It's the freaking Sopranos. Like, it's not even like an emotional.
Allie, listen to this song.
It's listening.
It's a beautiful song.
Okay.
You're never gonna sell Allie on classical music ever.
No. Or most people.
It was a beautiful song, okay? And now
when is the classical music section packed at the store? Let's be real.
Hey, Gibbons is there.
Over there and
Gibbons is there with a hammock.
Oh man, it got me. It was a really good, really great show. And if two shows,
I don't know what the hell you're really crying about right now. This ain't the Sopranos song.
No, it's that damn song. It gets me every time.
Is it like Leanne Womack? I hope you dance. Same one. Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Well, the Bucks had a nice game against the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Minnesota Timberwolves were in town. Bucks won the game, but halftime was the talk of, the internet.
I didn't even know Ja Rule's in town until you told me this morning. I didn't hear a thing about this.
It was 90s night.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought in people for 90s night before. Like, Warren G came in one time.
Montel Jordan.
Yes. So Ja Rule sounded like a good one to have.
Basically rappers from my childhood. Yes. And I'm 40.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Put that in perspective.
Now, Ja Rule's performance kind of met with what some are saying sounds like silence. Well, listen to this is the clip of him trying to get the crowd hype during his performance.
Yeah. They said this is 90s night, so they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
This is DJ.
They give me time to load up.
Are we ready? I guess not.
Oh, Ja.
All right. Turn me up.
So they were unprepared.
Turn me
up.
That's
what it sounds like.
Well,
incredibly unprepared.
Give me a minute to get it queued up. You knew you were going on at halftime, didn't you?
Come on, Ja.
With 3.5 minutes left in his performance, while he's still performing, Giannis and Bucks players come out and they start warming up for the next half. They start shooting baskets while he's performing, clearly giving zero Fs while he's performing.
So. I don't care what Ja's doing. The Greek Freak's got to get his jumpers in, okay? He's got to warm up.
People obviously
like Warren G's a bigger star than Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Well, I think if Fire Festival stuff hadn't happened, Ja Rule wouldn't be anywhere. But now he's like infamous.
He wouldn't even be at that halftime show hadn't been out. I agree.
Not at all.
Do you think if he wouldn't have done the Fire Festival and
the internet said, guess Ja Rule won't be getting booked anywhere else.
Right.
Bucks, take a hint. We're trying to build up the Bucks, not give them crappy stuff.
It did go viral, though, and they are talking about the Bucks all over the nation, so that's a positive. And plus, the performance is just so cringeworthy.
Halftime show, Gibbons? What's wrong with you? We're not getting good pub.
If you want to see this crappy halftime show in its entirety, there's a blog up at 1037kissfm.com right now. The full performance and Giannis taking the jump shots during the performance. 1037kissfm.com.
Yes, the Bucks were the star of that show, really.
Oh, my God.
Go away, Ja Rule.
So good, so good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now. Missed connections from Craigslist.
Hi, girls.
Hey. No.
Yeah,
no.
Dude.
No. Sorry.
What the hell?
All right, then.
No.
This guy's weird. I'm not going to lie. It's been a while, but he goes on Missed Connections, and he says,
Lord.
It's been so long, Mimi. I don't know. M-E-M-E, so not like Mariah Carey Mimi.
Or meme.
Right?
Right?
He says, hey there, Mimi. It has been long since I've gotten to see your smile. I miss you every day.
Aww.
I cry today because I'm afraid I'll never get to tell you again how much you mean to me. We used to kill it on Team Trivia every Tuesday.
Like a stalker.
Yeah.
Everyone always accused us of Googling answers, but you and I both know we were just that good at Team Trivia. I miss your brain as much as I miss our hot Truth or Dare nights afterwards. Truth or Dare?
What the
Adults
hell?
Still play Truth or Dare?
I don't think so.
We lost touch after you moved to St. Louis, and I know you still come here to visit family. So, Mimi, come see me. I will love you always, even if you're only together in my dreams.
She doesn't even live here?
No, she lives in St. Louis now.
Give it
Get
up,
on
bro.
Facebook, dude. Miss Connections is not the way you know her.
He doesn't know
That's
that.
The thing with Miss Connections. They run a trivia thing together, but he's on Miss Connections. Yeah. Like, you're not on Facebook.
Like, you didn't get Mimi's phone number
Stranger.
When she moved away.
Strange.
Newsflash, Mimi probably wanted to move away from you for some reason.
Yeah.
Seriously.
There you go. This has been a Where'd You Go, Mimi? Miss Connection.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Why won't men say something when they don't like who their friend is dating, yet women will tell you in a second if they don't like who you're dating? If you're going to get married, women will be like, oh, God, you're going to marry him? I don't want to be in that wedding. I can't be a part of this. Men will be like, yeah, bro, I'll be in the wedding. And they turn, dude, his wife's a bitch. I mean, I've seen it 1,000 times. Why will women speak up to their friends about other not liking your significant other, but men won't?
Gibbons, you want this?
No, you can take it, Riggs.
I would love to know this.
My first marriage, I had 3 friends back out of being my best man. 3.
Jeez.
And they all told me that they were against me getting married.
And you still didn't listen to your friends.
Yep. All 3 of them.
God.
There comes a time. One friend, maybe.
And
Two friends, I don't know, but by three.
Now, so it's happened to me. But me personally, I've never said anything because I've never been in that situation where I didn't like the woman that a guy was marrying. So I don't know why a man wouldn't speak up and say something. Do they know something's wrong with the woman? Like, is she cheating? Are they just not good together?
No. Don't have to be anything. You don't have to be cheating on them for them to not like them.
Well, right. I'm just
wondering. Out all the time.
Like, why does she? Why are the women's? Why did? What are the women saying about the men? Like, why? Don't marry him because
like a
why?
Woman. Like, I pulled out of a wedding once and said, I think your relationship is crap. I'm not going to be in your wedding. Like, why would I put all this time into your wedding when I don't even believe in you as a couple? Like, I straight up said that. A man would never say that to a woman.
No.
I mean, to a man. Never.
No way.
And then I just read this thing that said men are now more satisfied by their bromances than their own personal relationships.
Really?
And that in today's day and age, men get more satisfaction out of their friendships with their friends than their sexual relationships with their partner. And I believe it because a lot of times you just go to them for the sex. And the emotional stuff, you don't want to deal with the woman. You want to talk to a dude about it because they're going to be less drama. So I believe it that men are more satisfied from their relationships with their friends.
Maybe the men don't say, and I've never been in this situation.
Women
never
want the companionship and the talking. Yeah. I don't think that's what men are looking for when they look for a mate. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's because most men know that most men will choose women and their women parts over their brothers and their boys. So the men go, you know what? I know she's not the one for him, but eventually it'll end in a divorce and I'll still have my friend there. Whereas if I come to you, Riggs, and I'm like, oh, she's not the one for you, da, 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 and you believe she is, you're going to go, screw you, buddy. I don't like you. And when you get divorced,
you're going to start to believe what you tell him and then you're going to leave your wife.
True, but
that's my thing. Because it says that, you know, men even, the shift in men having better relationships with their friends actually leads to weaker marriages and relationships with women.
Because
they're getting more fulfilled with their friends.
You're supposed to your best friend.
I don't get more fulfilled from Gibbons than my wife. I'm sorry.
That's not shocking, Riggs. You're obsessed with your wife.
I am. Absolutely.
And you also married a chick three people told you not to marry. So you're not the example I'm talking about here, Riggs.
But I am the guys. But I remember when those guys specifically told me, I said, would you want to be in my wedding, the best man? And they said, no. And I went, why? Are you busy that day? Should I change the date? And he said, no, I'm just not really comfortable being in this wedding. You know how I feel about her. I don't really want to do that. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
I still talked to all three of those guys.
Yeah, of course.
So did you talk to them? Like, when you were married, did you cut them off and be like, if they didn't want to be in the wedding, I want no part of them, or you still?
No, I didn't cut them off. I mean, I took it for what it was worth, but I still wanted to do what I was going to do in my mind, because I was like, this is going to be great, I'm going to be fine, it's going to work out.
The root of the thing, though, Allie?
This is like Pete Davidson. Like, he said after him and Ariana broke up, all his friends were like, dude, that was really dumb, after they had told him it was a great thing. And I'm like, why are dudes such liars?
And I did have more men come out of the woodwork when I was getting a divorce. They were like, oh, thank God.
Of course.
Thank God.
Two things
but
men hate,
you
though.
Why did you see it? That's what I don't get.
I was blinded, man. At that point, I was so deep in. I had my parents coming. I had the venue booked and everything. I was like, all right, let's just go. If men, I get divorced, I'll get divorced.
Men hate conversation, A, and arguments with their brothers, with their bros, B. So I think it's just avoidance. I don't want to. I think it's the one that's wrong for him. He'll see it eventually, and when
you
he sees it,
you don't
want
to have anything to do with it.
Wash your hands and be like, I'm done with it.
He knows what he wants. He knows what he's doing. Is usually what guys will think. He knows what he's doing.
Well, wedding season is upon us, and I just keep seeing people go, I don't know why they're getting married, but then dudes will be like, I don't know why they're getting married. Hey, how's it going? And I'm like, dude. Dudes are fake on that end. You know, women are fake. Like, dudes are fake on the relationship tip.
Amen.
They won't say a word.
Yeah. A lot of it's pride,
too. Well, they'll say it behind your back, but they won't say it to your face.
Right.
She's the worst for him. I can't even believe that. Dude, oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the No.
Hell no to the no, no.
I got thrown up on this weekend.
Ugh.
Wait, what?
By who?
Well, his name was Lincoln, and he's 5 months old, and he threw up on me this weekend.
Aw, little baby vomit.
I visited a friend. Yeah, he had a little five-month-old. He goes, you want to hold him? He had just eaten, and I went, oh, God, this is a bad time to hold a baby. The mom goes, no, he just burped, because I had heard him burp. And I said, you sure there's nothing behind that burp? She went, no, he's fine. Held him. 2 minutes later, silent. All over me. There's nothing behind this.
At least it wasn't a blowout in your lap. Your clothes would have been done.
Why can you imagine? Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yes, because it's happened.
Oh.
Numerous times to parents.
I went, thank you for the birth control.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Hell no
Do you have a hell to the no? You can call 799-1037 or you can text to 71037. Did something happen over the weekend? Either one of you guys?
Yeah, we were at the Two Cellos show last night. It's two dudes on stage playing cellos at Pfizer Forum, and they play a song that makes you cry.
My hell to the no is that he's crying over a damn Sopranos song at a cello con. I'm like, it wasn't even like, it was a Sopranos song, the irony.
When music hits the soul, when music
the
hits
The Mafia
me,
touches your soul?
No, that's...
Alan, the TV show about the Sopranos touches your soul? Listen to yourself.
He's from Jersey. The Mafia totally hits him.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. I'm sorry, not sorry, that it got me in the field.
Well, I'm
okay.
from Milwaukee, but when they did the documentary on the freaking zip code on the north side, I couldn't relate to that, okay?
You're really going to play this again?
Yes, I'm really going to play it again to make you cry again. I want to bring tears to your eyes.
Once a day, I can't cry again, man.
All right, fine.
I'm
we'll
an emotional roller coaster you today, man. I can't deal.
Send a text to 71037, or you can call 799-1037 for Hell to the No.
Hell no, to the no, no.
We got some text to 71037. Cop pulled me over for running a stop sign when I slid across it yesterday. It's a 4-point ticket. Hell to the no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, probably
they
slid
really
on
gave
ice.
You a ticket for sliding across?
Sliding across it. That's what
Isn't
they
that
said.
An accident?
Maybe.
Maybe you were going too fast.
That's what
you
it was.
You might have been going too fast to stop.
Slow down a little bit there.
Come on, man.
Screw that. I'll take the ticket.
I got places to go,
I'll
okay?
Let's be real. Let's be real.
When you finally meet the perfect guy, but after over a year of dating, you have to break up because you don't want, you want kids, and he doesn't want more.
Oh. Well, he wasn't perfect then.
Oh,
these
come
women,
on.
They're always perfect in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know him.
Having your 7-year-old son tell you he needs a real mom because you didn't shave your armpits.
Wow.
I'd say, listen, little Timmy, shut up. How about that?
I can't even believe a 7-year-old picked up on that.
Man.
Hey, it's winter. Let the hair grow out. Stay warm.
You know how many women don't shave their legs in the winter? A lot.
Yeah, a lot. It's fine.
Like my girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't realize women in relationships didn't shave their legs. I thought it was just the single ones.
Oh, no, no. We're in that comfy stage where she's hairier than a beast, and I'm like, hey, whatever. No big deal. It's awesome.
It's called the ideal image.
Oh, seriously. Hashtag ad. Go get it, girl.
799-1037. Is Rochelle there? Rochelle, do you have a hell to the no?
Okay, it was Rochelle, and then now the name is Kevin. I don't know what happened to Rochelle, but Rochelle is now Kevin.
Kevin, you're not Rochelle.
I'm not Rochelle.
No, you are Kevin, clearly. Kevin, what's your hell to the no? Being called Rochelle?
I got R. Kelly's hell to the no.
Okay,
when you get arrested and your bail's $1 million and you can't afford the $10,000 or $100,000 cut to get out of jail.
Yeah.
That's a hell to the yes.
That is
a
hell to the yes, though. I'm happy he can't get out of jail. Screw that guy.
That's a hell to the no for R. Kelly. A hell to the yes for the rest of us.
That he's got that much money or that much success and no money is amazing.
Exactly.
It's a hell to the not for R. Kelly. For everyone else, it's a,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
Okay. Clearly,
jail,
yes.
Loser.
I'm just saying.
Kevin, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning, man. Good morning, Kiss FM. You got a hell to the no?
Yes, I do.
What is it? What happened?
So my almost 22-year-old was supposed to give me rent money, and he decided to go buy a TV instead.
Thought he was going to pull a fast one on mom, and mom would just be like, okay.
I don't see many power outlets out there on the street, Junior, which is where you're heading.
Right?
Man.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate listening to
you. Stay strong, or otherwise he's going to be a loser living at home if you don't make him pay rent. Mm-hmm. He's going to end up with no freaking idea of how the world works.
Exactly.
But he can watch shows about how he can get employment on TV. Nice new 4K TV.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 8 wins, only been beaten once for the 7th season now. You think of someone famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of using only really weird yes or no questions. Let's bring him in the studio. Come on,
hey,
dude.
Hey, now, what's my name?
Gibbons the Great. We got Mark on the phone here from Waukesha. That's how he pronounced it.
All righty.
Mark from Waukesha, you ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
Yes, I'm
All
ready.
Right. Let's go.
Not today. Let me ask you, are you thinking of a male?
Yes.
Might this be someone who is real?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who might have some hair?
He's got some hair.
Maybe this person also has some special powers.
No.
Could you have on your mind someone who's ever been in a movie?
Yes.
Is this an animated character?
Yes.
Maybe this is an animal that you're thinking of?
No.
On your mind, is there someone whose hair is the color black?
No.
Could you have on your brain somebody who is more than 18 years old?
No.
Is this possibly somebody who lives with both their parents?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who has a sister?
No, he does not.
Could you be seeing this person on the Nickelodeon Network?
Yes.
Could this be somebody who is well known with fairies?
No.
Maybe you've got someone known for inventing things on your mind right now?
Yes.
Oh, that's all me needed. Me got it here. Let's me clear out my crystal ball really quickly. You're thinking of one of the greats, and that be Mr. Jimmy Neutron.
It is Jimmy Neutron.
The boy genius himself.
Boy genius.
I never actually watched it. Is that animated?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Nice.
It ended back in like 2006.
It's been a while.
That was a show.
Yeah, another one of those Nickelodeon cartoons that was huge for a while. Mark?
Right.
Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning, and thanks for listening in Waukesha.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You want to stump Gibbons the Great? We play every morning around the same time. 799-1037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley. Rewind.
If you were listening Friday at this time, I told you about my crappy refrigerator in the garage that... The freezer doesn't work when it's cold outside for some reason. It could be the dead of summer.
What do you mean, and for some reason? You told us why it didn't work.
Right.
So it is for a reason.
In the dead of summer, it works fine. The winter, it does not work because the thermostat that's in there reads the ambient temperature and doesn't think that it needs to be cold in the freezer, so it just stops working. Yes.
What
like
is it?
Like the outside temperature in the garage.
Got it.
So I thought that I would, do some investigating. I went on YouTube and I found out I have to buy a little heater for the thermostat.
Yeah.
It's like $7. I found it on Amazon. And you can install it inside of your refrigerator. It looked really easy to do. For a Frigidaire one. I have a GE refrigerator, so I looked into all the comments and all the questions, because on the Amazon, you can look at all the reviews and all the questions that people have asked.
True.
So I searched for my refrigerator model, and there was a guy in there that said, I've got a GE refrigerator. It was my series, the E series or whatever, and they said it worked okay. Here's the video.
So you found the one review that's like, all right, it's going to work.
I found the one guy, and he's probably an electrical repair guy, because I get inside the freezer once this part arrives on Friday.
Oh, God.
Trying to take apart the inside of my refrigerator, and I can hear the motor stop working as soon as I do that.
No.
Granted, I probably should have unplugged it before I started doing that.
You didn't unplug it first?
No, I didn't.
Briggs.
So as I'm prying open this little thermostat thing, what I think is the thermostat, it stops working altogether.
Oh.
So now I have a broken refrigerator in my garage. Not just one that doesn't work. I could have waited until the summertime and it would start working in the summertime.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have anything to do today.
Exactly.
True.
Right?
Wait, is it still broken?
I don't know. I can tell it's cold in there, but that's only from the outside. It's like 40 degrees in the refrigerator.
Why do two people need...
And 40 degrees in the freezer, too.
Can I ask something?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why do two people need two refrigerators for one house? Think about that.
Oh, because I get it. No, the one
you
in the
do?
The one in the garage.
You don't live with two people.
Yes. No, but
you live with four.
The one in the garage is for your manly drinks, like your Diet Dr. Pepper, your Diet Root Beer, and
it's for
your
the extra
water.
Stuff. It's for overflow. We should just get a freezer for it because we only use the freezer portion of it. If we buy like frozen stuff or freeze meals for the week. That's the other reason.
Worry not.
I know, yeah.
I got you here. I got you covered, okay?
I feel like I channeled you all weekend, dude. I totally failed at even trying to repair a refrigerator. Go ahead.
One call, that's all. And I'm not talking Gruber. You got to make one call, okay?
Yes.
To Mama G, who is licensed in this sort of repair. I'm telling you.
No, she's not. I don't believe her.
She's a freaking welder, dude.
And
don't
after
question
she,
Mama G's ability to fix something.
After she was a welder, she went to school for HVAC and can, over the phone, talk you through this. I guarantee it.
But he assumed what Mama G couldn't know how to do that.
Come on, man.
Why?
I don't think so, no. I'll try it, though. I'll give her a call.
What if it was his dad? Would you have called him and believed it?
No, I would not.
Liar.
I will guarantee you, in a 7-minute call, because Mama G likes to babble. In a 7-minute call,
yeah,
she will talk you through the entire thing and have your freezer, your refrigerator, everything running like gold.
No, it's, I don't trust her. Not because she's a woman, but because she's your mother and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Hey, listen,
that's the reason why.
When it comes to the idiot gene in the Gibbons family, I have that. Mama G might be a bit of a lunatic. She might be a little bit of a drunk, but the woman is smart. The woman is very intelligent. And I guarantee you,
that kind of a vote of confidence. All right, I'll give her a call later today.
Check her out. Okay.
Maybe.
I mean, she might be busy today at the bar.
It may be a lost cause. Maybe I'll just get rid of the whole thing now. I think I've broken it.
I'm going to get another one.
I was going to say, why are we bothering fixing this stupid thing?
Let's get rid of it altogether. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. So did you see what happened in Mount Pleasant at a Topper's Pizza?
No.
They've been receiving fraudulent money for a while from the same address. They would get an order from a guy, and he would pay with fraudulent money, money that was fake. And they were getting sick of it, obviously, so they called the police. This guy calls.
I was like, how many times you got to get fake money before you call the police, right?
Well, maybe the first time they thought it was a fluke, then the second time it happened, so they decide to involve the police. Police follow the delivery guy to the house, knock on the door.
Oh.
The guy goes to the door. He goes, "The Toppers?" They go, "Yeah." He opens the door, sees that it's cops.
Oh, God.
And then he tries to slam the door and run away. The cops catch the door, push it back in, and they come after this guy. He resists arrest. They tase him and take him down. And now he's in custody now.
Counterfeit money's got to have quite a sentence. Yes. I can't imagine that it's a light thing.
I don't know, counterfeit and fraudulent money, if they're the same or different, or if there's maybe a different...
What's the difference between counterfeit and fraudulent?
I don't know if there is, but
listen,
probably not.
You guys know what he said as the cops busted in the door, right?
What?
Oh, I said toppers, not coppers! And then the coppers went in there and took his ass out. Right. The way he should have been taken out. You can't do that.
The guy's apparently got a lengthy criminal history, so... He will be going down for that. I'm wondering what happened to the pizza. Who got to eat the pizza? Because if they brought it there, did people get down on the pizza afterwards?
There was
afterwards?
No pizza, dude.
No. There was pizza, and then the cops got the pizza as well. They should for a job should've. Well done.
Yes, that's what they got.
Right.
There you go, Racine PD. Enjoy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Momentarily, show number 603 will be posted at 1037kissfm.com. Wherever you find your fine podcasts. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned from Allie that she's caught on to more about men not communicating. She wanted to know, like, if one of her girlfriends was getting married to the wrong guy, she would for sure speak up.
Of course.
Yep.
But she realizes that men can see one of their guy friends getting ready to marry the wrong one, and we're just kind of quiet about
it. I don't get
it.
I'm your friend. I'm not your enabler. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. Like, if you want those friends, go find... I don't understand. Dudes will not tell other dudes.
And we'll,
it's a pride thing.
Parting a friend is like... you're the only ones that can tell your friends.
And, like, I'll talk to my buddy Steve and go, can you believe Bill's marrying that chick? Well, I can't wait to
talk to other dudes about it.
I can't wait to have Bill back in 3 years.
And you're like, hey, how are you? Can I get you a drink?
You guys look so happy together. She walks away from the table. You're like, I knew he's going to divorce that bitch. He's going to divorce her. You know what's going to happen. So men are catty just like women sometimes, okay? And we don't communicate nearly enough.
I just don't know why men won't say it when you don't like someone's significant other. Women will, men won't.
Mm-hmm.
We figure the guy knows what he's doing.
No, you don't.
No, we just don't care
enough.
No,
you just don't care. Yeah, we don't want to be involved.
No, we do. We're like, he knows what he's doing. He can get himself in that trouble.
You want sex and that's all you care about.
Yes, that's right.
When you're right, you're right.
I'm just saying.
Damn it, you're right.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs is obsessed with his... refrigerator
in my garage.
I have to sit here and listen to these two have appliance talk every morning on my own hell.
Yeah.
Mike, it's like a dude show. It's like, hey, let me tell you how I fixed my refrigerator today, Allie. I'm like, I'm good. Thanks.
And hold on. Another thing you should have learned this morning, though.
Yeah.
Who's going to save the day for Riggs and fix everything for him?
A woman.
Oh, yeah, Mama G.
Mama G, who knows her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She is a special kind of woman, though.
When you need to get something done, bring a girl in. Females get stuff done.
It's true.
Amen.
Well, yeah, I would have thrown it out. I wouldn't have tried to fix the second refrigerator.
Oh my God. I'm too cheap. I want to try to fix it as cheap as I can. I learned this morning that Gibbons has another trigger that makes him cry. It is two cellos.
Yeah.
He went to a concert last night.
I did.
With his girlfriend and was brought to tears by one of the songs. But if I still had it, I would play it, but I don't want to put you through that again.
Dude, it's 9:45. Like we're ending the day. Can you not? I won't.
I will not do it. But just know that if you want to make Gibbons cry, send him a link of any two cellos song. and he'll totally start weeping to it.
I don't even
it's a second trigger.
It.
So we got Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance, and the freaking two cellos.
And there's about a half a dozen other ones that I'm sure will trickle out at some point that you bastards will learn and then hold over my head and play whenever you want to make me cry.
If two cellos covered I Hope You Dance, would you lose your mind?
Oh my, I'd have to be institutionalized. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
You'd be in the fetal position just crying.
Seriously, I can't.
Oh, you'd be inconsolable.
Dude, shut up. I'm going to start tearing up again.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.